And getting rid of mold is just one of the tasks facing those returning to New Orleans. NPR's Cynthia Johnston witnessed another firsthand, cleaning out the refrigerator.
Iska Beck was back in her home in the Carrollton neighborhood for 2 days before she dared tackle the fridge. First, she cleaned the freezer, which wasn't so bad. But now she's about to open up the refrigerator.
Okay, take a deep breath now.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Inside the refrigerator is a mass of blackened lumps. Flies and maggots are crawling all over the sides and ceiling. The stench causes us both to gag.
What you saw were about a dozen Fuji apples in final stages of death throw. Probably about half a dozen eggs, some cheese, some vegetables. Shall we go out on the porch so we don't throw up?
Beck says she cleaned out all the meat before she left, so she doesn't think she has it as bad as a lot of people. People like Gregory Bond and Dana Hensley. As a generator hooked up to Hensley's parents' motorhome droned nearby, the two sat sorting through wet books and deciding which of their antiques they could salvage. The work gave them an excuse to avoid going into the kitchen.
Our chest freezer floated partway across the room and tipped over on end. So, luckily it didn't open, but we've got a nice stench of rotting.
And the flies must have got into the refrigerator because there's maggots all over the refrigerator.
The freezer was full of venison. The lid remains shut while they decide whether to clean it out or get rid of it. But they're happy they won't have to mess with the refrigerator.
The landlord said he contracted with someone to deal with the refrigerators. And we asked, do we have to clean it out? And he said, no, just duct tape it.
Hensley and Bond are not alone. Drive around any neighborhood where people have come back, and virtually every house has a refrigerator standing out front. Most are wrapped tightly in layers of duct tape to make sure the foul secrets inside will never be revealed to the world. But the sight of all those refrigerators bothers Allison Truitt.
If we can salvage this refrigerator, we want to, because I don't see where they're going to put, how they can possibly dispose of all these refrigerators.
Yeah.
Truitt and her husband drove in from Houston on Sunday. She's already emptied out the fridge and wiped it down with newspapers and bleach. But black slime still clusters in every corner and fold. She points to the rubber seal along the refrigerator door.
Do you see it along there? And some of it you can't even clean. Like, I don't know how we're going to get behind this plate in the dairy compartment.
Truitt's afraid the mold will spread. Her resolve to save her refrigerator seems to waver as she finds more and more of it. She wonders if it's really going to be safe for her one-year-old daughter. For now, Truitt and her husband will go back to Houston until the house has gas and clean water, and a decision on a new refrigerator can be postponed until then. Cynthia Johnston, NPR News, New Orleans.